You were saying as well that you and your sister, you're the cord on your arm.
Yeah, we got them. You'd get them in England at the Holywell, or else you can get them if a nun, or somewhere like that. They're just for overlookers and to protect you and things like that.
What the colour is there? Is it red and white? Is it
red and white? Yeah, you'd see them on a lot of travellers and a lot of travellers hidden, and women that is expecting gets one for their stomach,
or like if they're coming, or like if they're trying to have a child.
They'd wear one.
Say
if I had one on me, and I'm expecting, but I'd give it to Bridgie for
like you pass it on, like for, you know, like for good luck.
You wouldn't buy a new one now. Or you, one thing that you'd never do is buy something holy for yourself.
No.
You'd never, Bridgie would never go in now to, say, a shop and buy something. Say, I wouldn't buy that myself, my mother bought me that. And if she was in a holy place, well, my father buy for her and she buy for him. They'd never buy it yourself.
No.
I just mostly wear it just for a bit of good look. Like.
Yeah, it's protection, really.
Yeah.
That's what it's for, it's protection. A 7 millimeters cord is for women, like.
Yeah.
In my opinion, it would be anyhow, like.
You wear one, don't you?
Yeah, you wear them for different reasons. Like, you can wear them for protection, you can wear them for if people's coming down upon you, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If people's coming, or overlooking a child, you put it on a child to overlook for it to protect them, like, because overlooking means bad luck, like,
yeah.
And then most people wear them then for, some people wear them for wanting to come pregnant out there, like, for luck that way, like, so, yeah, it would be for,
yeah.
for look and protection.
And would you buy it for yourself, or would someone have to buy it for
someone
you?
Someone have to buy it for you.
Someone buy it for you. I got this off my cousin, I didn't buy it myself, like, someone bought it for me.
Yeah, or they can get something, give it to you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Once it's given, you can't buy it for yourself.
That's the case with religious things, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't, like, for example, if it broke, then it's meant to be good luck for it to give it to someone then to tie it back onto them. If it broke off you, like, you no longer then need the luck or need the protection.
Yeah.
Of it, like, so if mine broke off my wrist now, I could just easily as tie it onto her.
You're probably a bit older for the St. Philomena's cord. That wasn't on the go when you were a child, was it?
Not when I was a child, but when I was having my children, I'd use it. I had it when I was having my children.
What's that?
St. Philomena's cord.
Is that the
string
they put around?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've only recently got that.
So, like, I'd have that wrapped around me when I'd be pregnant with the children, like, you know. And the nurses in the hospital would be doing their best to take it off. You'd be like, no, you can't take it off. But you know, then we have the little things. We do have the Philomena cords on the children's arms now. But I took my child to Tallahassee and they had to take bloods or something, and they were moving, trying to take this. And a man came in, I'm not sure if it was Indian, Chinese, I know it was one of them religious, and they used to have a black band on their children's arms. So he knew exactly, whereas the nurses didn't know what it was, do you know what I mean? But this fella knew exactly, I think he was a doctor, but he knew exactly what was going on, because he had black. They wore black for their religion on the children's arms to keep away ward off evil and all. Now we haven't, but my little girl is tying one on her ankle. She has one on her arm. And my young fella is trying to rob her one off her leg. And we do give them to him every minute, but he's throwing them away. He has my heart broke. He's throwing them away. And he's trying to... She was asleep in the bed, John, and he was down trying to take off her thing off her ankle. I said, son, you're robbing her thing off her ankle. But that's... Yeah, no, she's there all around the house. They're safe for them in his courts. They're all around the house as well.
But he's unhappy with the one you give him. He wants to take one.
No, he loses it. Or he's out playing football or it's gone. But no, I do
just
believe.
Just take the sister shirt, what's the matter?
He's taking it off, and here she wakes up and tells him he's trying to take me coat off my ankle. But
they're red and white, aren't they?
Yeah, red and white.
I thought they were Saint. Luke has one of them, his hand, young brother Luke. But I thought it was Saint Bridget.
No, it's Saint Philomena. Saint Bridget would be the cross now. We have them in the house as well. The children make them, but we have one there for years in the house. Saint Bridget's cross.
And speaking of Saint Bridget, now, did you?
Jolie Rochelle, j'ai rencontré trois jolies deux.